Three ways to never confront them again. Tired of being the investigator? Are you always looking for stashed alcohol so you can confront the alcoholic about their denial? Have you been putting marks on the booze bottle to see if they're drinking? Did they drink the vodka and then fill the container up with water? Did they stay out all night and never call? All these things get very frustrating to us because we try to have control of someone's drinking problem, and in reality, we have no control over their choices to continue drinking. A spouse, friend, son, coworker, daughter who has a drinking problem will really never stop their search for a drink until they have one. Once they get a bottle or two, they have a tendency to be really good at hiding them. So good that they cannot find the bottle sometimes, and we get blamed for taking it away. Even if we didn't. We seem to have false perceptions about a few things. Somehow, we think if we can confront them and tell them how awful their behaviors are, that this will make a difference. We say things like, "You're ruining our family lives. Can't we just have a normal family? If you would stop drinking, everything would be okay." Well, those comments don't make a bit of difference at all. We can threaten, scream, and throw them out of the house, and they will still romance the bottle until they hit bottom on their own and decide to get help for themselves. Think about it. Has it ever helped in the past to confront your friend or loved one? Did they quit drinking because of your opinions about their drinking habits? Of course not, and they never will. So, doesn't it stand to reason that perhaps we've been wasting a lot of energy trying to get them to stop destroying their lives and the family members' lives? Well, here are three ways to quit confronting an alcoholic. Number one, don't even look at them when they come into the house to see if they've been drinking. Stop obsessing over the alcoholic's behaviors. Let them go completely and do things that you enjoy rather than trying to always figure out if they've been drinking or not. Read a good book, tend to the plants, cook dinner, or go for a walk. It doesn't matter what you do, just stop the negative behaviors that cause you to stick your nose into their lives all the time. Get a life of your own and leave them alone. You cannot make them quit drinking. Number two, if you are talking to them on the phone and they sound like they've been drinking, don't ask if they have. Just finish the conversation in a nice way and politely hang up the phone. Remember to tell them that you love them too. It's not necessary to confront them because, you know, they are just going to deny that they are drinking anyway. If it irritates you, then call a friend and tell them about it. Do not accuse your spouse, friend, coworker, or relative of drinking. Remember, these suggestions are designed to help you change. Perhaps they will help you never confront the alcoholic again. When we start realizing that our efforts haven't made a difference in the past and that they are going to drink whether we like it or not, we can then have more control over the things that we say and do and have more peace and serenity in our lives. Number three, always have a backup plan when planning to do something with an alcoholic. They have a tendency to not show up for things that were planned yesterday, today, or even months ago. When this happens, if you have a backup plan to continue moving forward without them, the compulsion to confront them will be lessened. Here's what happens to us. Over time, when interacting with an alcoholic, we have a tendency to lose sight of who we are because we are constantly obsessing over the alcoholic. You must break the obsession by doing things with friends, attending support group meetings, and planning things to do that you enjoy without them. What happens when we stop confronting the alcoholic? First off, there will be less arguing going on. You will experience more peace in your life and less shame and guilt. Oftentimes, when we confront our spouses or the alcoholic in our life, they just deny it. They have a drinking problem. We respond as if they are lying, and around the merry-go-round goes. Remember, the truth is, alcoholics lie a lot. Just leave them alone and start living your life to the full. When we react in negative ways, there's a lot of shame that we have to deal with because we usually lose our temper and say things that we should not have said. When we stop confronting, then there will be less shame because there will be less arguing with the alcoholic going on. We will experience great emotional rewards once we put an end to the desire to confront the alcoholic in our lives. One thing is for certain, we will have more peace in our lives, It takes two people to argue, and when we stop confronting, then that's one less chance to fight and another opportunity to have a more serene lifestyle.